Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 2 in the classes of the month of Ramadan related to the topic of patience, the lost treasure. And the class of today has the title of Give Glad Tidings to As-Sabirin. Sisters, inshallah, in these classes of the month of Ramadan, we will try to learn about patience to the depths which we must actually have the knowledge regarding patience. Because actually, we must know that patience is the foundation of the believer's faith, which has no other foundation. The one who has no patience has no faith. And if he has any, then it is only a little faith and it is a very weak one. And inshallah today I will clarify through the class how patience is the foundation of the believer's faith. Okay? And actually without patience, okay, there is no foundation for the belief, for the faith. Okay? Actually, we must believe that the best life is attained by the blessed through patience. And they rise to the highest degree through their gratitude. Actually, the believer must have two wings in order to live in this life, and order to fly to the paradise. One of them is patience, and the other one is gratitude. And actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to bestow upon whomsoever Allah wills, both of them, patience and gratitude. So, actually, last week we learned about patience from the Quran. Today, inshallah, we will learn about patience, sabr, from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we will learn about the three types of patience, and we will learn about the three conditions which we must have in any situation related to patience. And inshallah, we will learn how to live all of this in our worldly life practically. Because, you know, sisters, we Muslims, alhamdulillah, mostly we have the good intention regarding our religion, regarding the Quran, regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we don't actually try to have the effort in order to have the correct and the complete knowledge about our religion. We all want to be of the as-sabirin. We all want to have patience. We all want to have the reward of sabr or patience. But what knowledge we have about patience? In reality, we try to know the reality of patience in practice in our worldly life, or just we say patience is very good, patience is excellent, oh Allah, we want to be from the patient, oh Allah, make us from as-sabirin, oh Allah, we are trying our best, so inshallah, we are from, as-sabirin. But in reality, in the depths of the spirit, patience is still not clear for most of us. The kinds of patience are not clear to most of us. How to strengthen our patience, the ways to strengthen our patience, none knows about them. But we have the intention, only the intention. And actually, this is the biggest problem for the Muslims. They mostly have good intention. But intention without action means nothing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patience is the practice of the belief in Islam. If you want to prove to Allah that you are a true believer, you will have the patience as the proof of that belief. And inshallah, in this class, we will prove this equation, that patience is the practice of the belief in Islam. Let us first start by knowing about a sabr or a hadith from a sabr or patience from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever is patient, Allah, or sabr, Allah will bestow patience upon him. And no one is ever given anything better and more generous than patience. You see? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clarifying how patience is the greatest gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believer, as he is saying, no one is ever given anything better and more generous than patience. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there is no Muslim who is stricken with or he is having a calamity, and he says what Allah has enjoined, which we learn in the previous classes, verily to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. O Allah, reward me for my affliction and compensate me with something better, but Allah will compensate him with something better. This is the dua which we learn that every one of us must say at the time of calamity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that if we accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with patience, and immediately we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking Him for the reward for the affliction and for the compensation with something better, we must be sure that Allah will compensate with something better, inshallah. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no one can be given a better and more abundant gift than patience. One of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked him, who among the people are most severely tried? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the prophets, then the right acting people, and so down through various categories of people. Man will be tested according to the strength of his faith. The stronger his faith, the more severe his trial. And the weaker his faith, the lighter his trials. The believer will be continuously tested until he walks on the earth with all his wrong actions forgiven. You see, this is one of the blessings of patience. Okay, is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and Allah knows everything, He knows that that believer have a strong faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him with actually severe trials. And through these severe trials, the true believer will be patient. So he will have the reward of patience, which means that all his wrong actions will be forgiven and he will also reward it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep on testing, continuously testing, you know, his servants according to their faith. So the more strong faith you have, the more trials you will be tested in the worldly life, the more wrong actions will be forgiven for you. If we are in reality true believers, living our worldly life to collect as much as we can of the good deeds, so that inshallah this worldly life will be our way to paradise, immediately patience will be the most beloved character to our spirits. Because through patience, I can get rid of all my mistakes and wrong deeds in this worldly life. Okay, so this is the clarification of the importance of patience for the believer. Every believer must be after, training himself or herself to be patient to the depths which he can tolerate the strong trials in her life or in his life, so that through tolerance and acceptance and being patient with the strong trials, inshallah all my wrong actions will be forgiven, inshallah the paradise will be the final destination. This is how we have to evaluate patience as the most important gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this is how we Muslims must evaluate patience. Okay, we must evaluate patience, that I can't live without this character. This character is the only way for me to obey the commands of Allah, to be away from what Allah prohibits, and to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with calmness and acceptance. If I succeed in 1, 2, and 3, okay, inshallah the paradise is your final destination, and all your wrong actions are already forgiven. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim is afflicted with harm, such as disease or anything else, except that Allah will cause his sins to be removed as a tree sheds its leaves as a consequence. What is the meaning of this hadith, sisters? This hadith is a clarification to the believers that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with afflictions and hardship, it is for our sake. Okay? This is how we have to evaluate the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I believe that Allah is testing me with afflictions, calamities and hardship, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to prove that I am patient, I am accepting Allah's decree, when I succeed to be patient, okay, and to accept Allah's decree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause my sins to be removed. Why? Because I fulfill the condition which must be, shown at the time of the trials, which is the acceptance of Allah's decree, beautiful patience, patience without complaint, okay, regarding Allah's decree. So, this is how we Muslims must live our worldly life. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, okay, it is only for the believer that all his life, you know, is a reward. The meaning of the hadith, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him to live in prosperity, he is thankful to Allah and he will be rewarded. This is half of the belief. Gratitude is half of the belief. When he is tested with a calamity or hardship, he is patient. And patience is half of the belief or half of the faith, and the reward of patience is the removal of the sins. So the believer all the time is alhamdulillah accepting Allah's decree, because at the time of prosperity he is thankful to Allah, getting the reward of being thankful. At the time of adversity, the believer is never sad, the believer is never angry with Allah, the believer is never complaining Allah to everyone around, the believer is never stopping praying to Allah, stopping dua to Allah, stopping coming to the masjid, never. The believer is not sad at the time of the adversity or calamity or affliction. The believer believes that, oh Allah, you are giving me an opportunity to get rid of all my sins. I am very thankful. I will be patient to the best I can, so that inshallah during this affliction, calamity or hardship, I will get rid of all my sins through my patience. All praise to Allah. Oh Allah, I am a true believer. My goal in this life is to collect as much as I can of good deeds and to get rid of all my mistakes. I can collect these good deeds and get rid of my mistakes through gratitude or patience. Every day, the life of the believer, a true believer, is getting a reward. Today, I have a calamity. Oh Allah, I am patient, accepting your decree without any complaint, because I realize and I know that the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any harm, such as a disease or anything else, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the sins to be removed, okay, from me if I am patient and accepting Allah's decree. So, the believer, by time, okay, when he is more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be happy at the time of trials. What is the problem of the trials of the worldly life? What is worldly life in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is not equal to, it is less than, you know, the wing of a mosquito. All the worldly life. So what is the problem of having some hardship, calamity in the worldly life? through, I believe, the true believer believes that through these hardships or calamity for few years in the worldly life, they can be my way to the eternal happiness in the paradise. If I am in reality a true believer looking for the hereafter and my goal is the paradise. What is the problem? This is the decree of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what every one of us, what is fitting every one of us. For example, for Mona now, calamity is better for her. Okay? She can be patient and she can get rid of all her mistakes, maybe because she will die very soon. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, is causing me to be exposed to a lot of calamities, so that one after the other, so that inshallah through my patience I can get rid of all my bad deeds, so that inshallah if Allah decreed for me to die within 6 months, all praise to Allah. The last 6 months of my life were full of calamities and hardship, all praise to Allah, because in reality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to get rid of all my bad deeds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to be in the paradise. This is how we believers must evaluate the worldly life. What is the problem? Worldly life per se is not important for me. It is not my goal. It is not my game. It is not my hope. You know, this is how every one of us can realize in reality, I am a true believer or not. If I am a true believer, yes, hardships are not easy, but no problem. The stronger the trial, the more is the reward. All praise to Allah. And I am looking for the reward. I don't care anymore for the trials. Life is full of trials. But when my goal is the reward, okay, I will be looking for the reward. This reward will be all the time giving me strength and power to tolerate, to be patient and to accept. And you must know, sister, that day after day, you start to tolerate, you start to accept, you start to become patient, it will be part of your personality. After a few years, it will be more easy for you to be, you know, to be affected with any calamity or with any hardship. Because, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. Few years ago, I lived these kind of calamities and they were more severe. And I trained myself to be patient. I trained myself to put the worldly life, you know, below the dust. I don't care for the worldly life. I don't care for the days of the worldly life. My care and my hope and my goal is the reward. I am looking for the eternal life in the paradise. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you live your life with this mentality, this is the mentality of the true believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you the calamity very easy to your spirit to accept and to tolerate it. All the people around you will tell to you, how come you are tolerating this calamity? And with the mercy of Allah, acceptance of Allah's decree, looking for the hereafter as your goal, you will tell, I don't feel any problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering me with the patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering me with the acceptance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing my heart to the reward. I am looking for the reward. I am living the reward. I am living the eternal life in the paradise. As for the worldly life, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making me to accept it very easily. You see, this is how the true believers are getting the benefit of their belief. When you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your spirit to live in an area which the other people will never understand. Because we don't realize the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you accept the decree of Allah, the more you are willing to obey Allah, the more you are a true believer, you have to be, alhamdulillah, sure 100% that Allah will take care of you, and Allah will guide you, and Allah will make the most difficult hardship, you know, very simple for you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time will make His mercy guard for you against the hardship. The hardship will never reach you directly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you a guard from His mercy. So all the time, when you start to think of the hardship and you tell to yourself, for example, I have one son and I lost that one son. Oh Allah, when you start to move, you know, to this area of despair, or you know depression, immediately the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down to protect you from this feeling. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, you know, the feeling that remember the son in Surah Al-Kahf. Remember that maybe your son was in reality a disbeliever. Remember that maybe your son will take you to the hellfire. Don't exceed your limitations regarding your knowledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan. This is the shaitan coming to you. Run to pray to rak'ahs. Run to the Quran. Say all praise to Allah. Immediately, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to you. So you will realize that you are not alone in the hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you because you are a true believer. This is how patience will make the life of the true believer, alhamdulillah, a very easy life, even at the time of the very strong trials, because the true believer who is trying to be patient with all the commands of Allah and the decree of Allah, he is living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. He is living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So never the calamity or the hardship or the affliction will damage his spirit or will cause direct, you know, contact with his spirit. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we have to realize the importance of patience, the importance of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just words we say it with our tongue, or just, you know, memorization of the Quran or recitation or tajweed. No, the spirit of the religion and the spirit of the Quran must touch our spirits so that I feel it in reality, in my spirit, and it connects me with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you tell me, Mona, what is the most important character you want Allah to keep it with you, I tell you patience. I am calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time to shower me with his patience. And I will clarify to you this hadith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have glad tidings, for Allah will cause the sins of a Muslim to be wiped out due to sickness, just as the fire removes the impurities from the iron and silver. Again and again, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing, you know, illness for the Muslims, not to damage their life, not to make them to lose the happiness of their life, not to make them weak and in need of the other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the good on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only will and only power. So why Allah will cause troubles for his servants, the dust? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never cause any, you know, bad or evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always aiming for, you know, the good of his servants. But out of ignorance and out of disbelief, okay, and out of misguidance, we never understand, you know, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, causes me, for example, to have problem in my right leg now for more than a month, okay, I always tell to myself, you see, Mona, you have problem in your leg. Now, maybe you will not be able to come to the masjid to give the class. Now, maybe you will be bedridden. Run to do good deeds. You see, I remember that, you know, I was having a blessing. I was completely normal. Now, I am not having this blessing complete, but still, all praise to Allah. I start to realize the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I never realized that walking is a great blessing, because everyone is walking, okay? But when I start to feel that I am not walking normally, I start to say, oh Allah, make me to walk again, and I will fast every Monday and Thursday. You see? Now I appreciate it strongly. This is, you know, subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the blessings of the trial, appreciating the blessing. Number two, when I am patient with the decree of Allah, that now I am not walking well and maybe I will not, Allah will, through my patience with his decree, will cause my sins to be wiped out. All praise to Allah. Any calamity which befalls a Muslim while he is patient and accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him by wiping out you know, his bad deeds and his sins. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, sisters, we need to reflect on these facts in our life so that we will be all the time accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time having healthy spirits. Most of the Muslims are having unhealthy spirits. What is the meaning of unhealthy spirit? A spirit full of sadness, despair, depression, confusion. Reality is not clear for them. Why? Because, sisters, we are all the time exposed to calamities and we are all the time having hardships in our life. You see, sisters, the problem is that, subhanAllah, on the day of judgment, those Muslims, poor Muslims, will realize how they were doing a very big mistakes to themselves. If they realize, while they are still in the worldly life, while still the test is there, that these hardships and calamities are, you know, actually, in reality, blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, so that they can remember their Lord, so that they can repent to Him, so that they can appreciate the blessings, so that they can actually have a way for their sins to be removed. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, Muslims don't know mostly, you know, the reality of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these hardships and calamities. So most of the time they are angry with Allah's decrees. They don't want to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is too much for them. So they lose these great opportunities and great, actually, ways to the paradise. Calamities in the worldly life, hardships in the worldly life, and afflictions in the worldly life are ways to the paradise, because they are the ways to get rid of the sins, and they are the ways to increase the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through patience and acceptance of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah. But, you know, again and again, sisters, when I was preparing this class about patience and calamities, I was telling to myself why we Muslims are totally confused regarding the realities of Islam. Because when I know this, you know, that calamities and afflictions are, you know, for my sake, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time I will be having one word on my tongue. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tell me, Sister Mona, you are walking with one leg now. I tell you, yes, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the problem? I am still walking. But my sins, inshallah, are removed. This is the most important for me. What was the way for me to get rid of my sins except through sickness or calamity or affliction? I am very thankful to Allah. I am accepting. I am patient. And I am looking for my sins to be removed. This is more important for me than for me to walk again on my both legs. Let me walk on one leg for some time and be patient, accepting, so until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, remove all my sins. You see, this is how we are supposed to evaluate, you know, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding afflictions and calamity when we are patient with Allah's decree and when we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never put a burden on a believer more than what he or she can tolerate, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the provider, the sustainer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow anyone to enter the paradise except by His mercy. Even the paradise, you cannot enter it. After all your bad deeds are removed, none will enter the paradise, even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I know all of this about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will be angry when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make one of my daughters not to marry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me to be sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my son, you know, not to take care of me when I am old woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me to live away from all my family, you know, all my life. I will never be angry with any of these calamities. All these calamities are for my sake. All these calamities are for my benefit. I am thankful to Allah. I am just asking Allah to give me patience, so that inshallah I will accept them and I will be, alhamdulillah, all the time, never complaining, and I will be living in the, I will having the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guard me against the depression or despair or sadness, which most of the people are living in because of the calamities. This is how I have to evaluate patience with Allah's decree, patience with Allah's commands. Okay? In this point, let us again, sisters, you know, realize how we are far away from the reality of Islam. For example, the month of Ramadan this year is from 5:30 to 8 p.m. in a hot weather. Why we are fasting? Because we are looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that true believers are looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very good. Exposure to calamities, afflictions and hardship is a great way to allow big reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why not to accept them? Why not to be patient with Allah's decree? Why not to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that maybe I like something and it is not good for me? So I was hoping to be healthy, but Mona, it is not good for you. It is better for you now to have some sickness. All praise to Allah. I am accepting, I am patient, I am looking for my bad deeds, my sins to be removed. And oh Allah, whenever it is up to your knowledge and up to your wisdom and up to your will to make me again, to walk again, I am very thankful. If not, I am still very thankful because I am the one getting the reward of the affliction and the hardship. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, sister, this is the most important lesson which every believer must learn about patience, believe in Allah's decree, answer supplications, that your spirit first must be in reality accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In reality, not your tongue. Most of the people, when they are having hardship or afflictions, we are accepting. No problem. We trust Allah only on the tongue. But if you search for the spirit, it is not the reality. They are still having a doubt. Oh Allah, why me personally having this affliction? Why not the others? Why me? It is always inside the spirit of the people at the time of affliction. This means that I am not accepting and I will not be in reality patient. And I'm just keeping calm because I don't have any other way to do. This is not the patience which we will be rewarded for. The patience which you are rewarded for is the patience which means that your spirit in reality is accepting Allah's decree because you believe that you will be rewarded for this and you will get rid of the sins and the worldly life doesn't mean anything for you. You are looking for the reward. You are looking for the paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the believing man or woman will continue to be afflicted by hardships in themselves and their families until they meet Allah with absolutely no sins. You see, this is hadith. This is reality. This is fact. So whenever you observe someone like Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him by loss of the wealth, loss of the health, loss of the family, okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that Prophet Ayyub is the patient and his reward will be the paradise. When Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam showed to Allah acceptance and patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned for him everything. So we believers must be, you know, evaluating these facts in depth and in reality. I must be patient. I must accept the affliction. Inshallah, Allah will reward me to remove my sins. And if in reality I am sincere in my patience, inshallah, Allah will make for me an end for this affliction. Okay? So this is how I can accept and I can be patient, looking for the reward, getting rid from the sins and having trust that the minute in reality you show to Allah that you are sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be sure that inshallah Allah will make for you the end and Allah will make for you the outlet from every calamity. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim is afflicted with any harm, even if it was as minor as the prick of a thorn, except that Allah will grant him a higher rank and wipe out a sin due to this. You know, this is the basic for, you know, the rule of affliction for the believer. Any harm, even if it is very minor, be sure that when you accept, you know, the decree of Allah, when you are patient, you never complain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you in a higher rank and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out a sin due to this. Okay? If a Muslim is afflicted by a headache or a break of a thorn or any harm, Allah will elevate him on the day of judgment one rank and expiate his sins due to this. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, with a great tribulation is a great reward. The more you are afflicted, the more, the greater the hardship is, the greater the reward is. So, question yourself, are you looking for the reward? Are you looking for the hereafter? Or you are looking for the worldly life so you can tolerate any hardship or affliction in this worldly life? Try to question yourself so that you know your reality. Okay? Next question is, next hadith is, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, know that help comes with patience. Ease comes with suffering and relief comes with hardship. You see, this is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those whom they are patient. When I am a believer in Allah, looking for His reward, looking for the hereafter, looking for acceptance of His decree, Allah will help me through my while I am patient. Allah will make my spirit to live in the area of the reward. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the ease with suffering. You will find, you know, I have a problem in my leg, but my daughter is helping me at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the ease with the suffering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the relief with the hardship. You know, sister, the problem is not, you know, the external issues in my life. The problem for the human being is the condition of the spirit. There are many people whom they have a lot of the worldly enjoyments and their spirit is so sad. And there are many Muslims whom they are living the reality of hardships in this life, but their spirit is in the area of relief because they are true believers. You see, sister, this is very important for the Muslims to realize. It is not the car, it is not the house, it is not the qualification, it is not my husband who loves me, it is not my kids whom they are caring for me. No, my spirit is only controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have all of this worldly enjoyment, but my spirit is not in the correct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will never feel relief. I will never feel ease. And try to evaluate and try to look to the very rich people, even the very rich Muslims. If they are not true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their life is a hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that in my life, it comes to me to be in contact with some of the very rich Muslims, and in reality, their spirits is far away from the relief, far away from the ease, far away from the happiness. Their spirits is in total confusion and feeling a lot of burden and, you know, not tolerating life, not in a good mood with the people around, you know, very difficult situation. And you tell to yourself, what those people are looking to have more than they have, what Allah is giving them in the worldly life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not subhanahu wa ta'ala is not making the spirits to have the ease or the relief except through the direct and correct contact with Him. This is the reality of the worldly life. If we believers want to believe in this and live the life according to the rules of Allah, gratitude during the time of prosperity, patience at the time of adversity, you will be the one to win the worldly life, to have the relief at the time of hardship, to have the ease at the time of suffering, and to have the help so long you are patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other than this, look around and be sure that, you know, most of those people, in reality, they are living the real hardship in their spirits, even if their circumstances looks very good from outside. So this is the patience, the sabr, half of the iman, the way for forgiveness of our sins and increasing our rank on the day of judgment. And now we will learn about the three types of patience. In order to be patient, you must be having, you know, the quality of being, having these three types of patience. Number one, patience on the obedience of Allah, patience on the disobedience of what Allah prohibits, and patience on the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding hardships and afflictions. And we'll start with the first type of patience, which is patience upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. There is no doubt that there are hardships being submissive to Allah. For example, Salat al-Fajr, okay, to wake up, for example, at 5 o'clock, you know, during the summer, but to wake up at 3:30 during the winter, while the weather is very cold and the water is very cold, okay, it is sometimes, you know, a hardship for the spirit, okay? So, obedience of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be a form of hardship to the spirit. But we must be patient with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to do, I have my patience with, you know, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, fasting. Okay, fasting from 5:30 to 8 o'clock, okay, is a hardship of hunger and thirst, okay, because it is prohibiting the soul from food, drink, and other desires. Also, sadaqat charity, okay, is the sacrifice of the wealth, which is beloved by the soul. Keeping also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, fulfilling the responsibilities towards your spouse, your parents, your children, family members, Muslims, or the human being. Okay? All these commands of Allah don't go well with the desires of the soul. Okay? As they need effort and sacrification, to sacrifice. Why? Because the shaitan is always calling for the disobedience of Allah's commands. Whenever you try to wake up for Fajr prayer, as we mentioned before in the class of Fajr prayer, shaitan will whisper to you, sleep, 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 you have very long night. Okay? So, you know, this is, for example, Fajr prayer. You want to fast, you know, in the month of Ramadan, shaitan will whisper to you, you will lose all the water of your body. In this hot weather, you will have, you know, dehydration. Okay, then you will die. So what is best for you? It is better to pray and to forget about fasting. Then inshallah, Allah is the all-forgiving. Allah will forgive you. Forget about fasting. When you want to give charity, the shaitan will come and tell you, remember your kids, you may remember your children, they are still young, who will take care of them? Keep that charity for your children and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. Whenever you will try to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the self desires and the shaitan will be always against you. So we need the patience. We need the patience with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I be patient with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I realize the reward of the patience? When I realize that I am the winner, I will win eternal life in paradise When I sacrifice few hours in fasting, or I sacrifice few dollars, which in reality I don't own, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner. When I wake up 2 hours before Fajr prayers, okay, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we are in need of patience, so we can attain through it firmness in the obeying of Allah's commands. Again, sisters, gradually the believer will get accustomed to this obedience, as I clarified to you before, and it will become a habit, and you will be pleased with it. Okay? So again and again, regarding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try all the time to be patient with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding yourself with the reward. Gradually, as I clarified to you, this is, alhamdulillah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding patience. Patience is training of the spirit. Okay? Every day you train your spirit. Okay? After 1 year or 2 years, all praise to Allah. It is your habit. Alhamdulillah. Okay, number one, with the obedience of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, patience upon the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is known that the soul actually is always directed towards that which is evil. Okay? As the shaitan is trying every second to deviate man from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, shaitan or satan always makes the harm, haram, to be beloved and interesting to the spirit. Okay? And the shaitan always whispers that life is short, enjoy everything halal or haram, no problem. Just enjoy and forget the punishment, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the often forgiving. Okay? This is the deceiving shaitan, always deceiving man in a trial to make him a slave to his desires. Gradually, it will be impossible to stop the haram deeds. And actually, try to observe the people whom they are having, you know, drinking as a habit. They can't stop drinking. They can't stop gambling, especially gambling. You know, the day the man, human being, starts, you know, this gambling, 1 day, second day, third day, after a month, they can sell the furniture of their houses, but never to stop. You know why? Because the shaitan make it, you know, impossible for them to stop it. Okay? Lying. Okay? There are people whom they lie every second. When you tell her, why you are lying all the time, she will tell you, I don't know, it becomes a habit for me to say anything. Yes, to say anything. How is the weather today? Suppose the weather is hot, she will tell you the weather is very nice. You tell her why, she will tell you, I am joking. You tell her, but you are lying. No, I am joking. Why? Because, you know, it is a habit. Okay, this is regarding all haram deeds. So, staying away from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, it will need a lot of struggle at the beginning. Okay? But it is always more easy than returning after being totally living haram life. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in this point, sisters, we must be actually clear with our spirits. Be away from anything which is against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever try to tell to yourself, I will just do that deed once, then inshallah I will not return again. Don't forget to be all the time very sincere with your spirit and reminding your spirit, my spirit, if I start any haram deed, I don't have a guarantee that the shaitan will make it one of my habits. So I must be patient regarding the disobedience of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it, you know, not halal for us. Okay, here there are 4 items that concern the patient on the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, you must look for the punishment and the evil fate, for indeed patience in the short-term worldly life is more easy than living eternally in the hellfire. Okay, when I, for example, Suppose someone come and tell me, you know, Mona, this year, you know, the Siyam is very long, and, you know, just this year, don't fast. Inshallah. You know, that's just this year. Or I tell you, don't fast in Ramadan and compensate in the winter. So that, you know, you will not, inshallah, you are still obeying the commands of Allah, but you don't, you know, put a burden on yourself more than you can tolerate. This is the start of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer will be, my shaitan, that which whispers to me, did you guarantee for me that I will be alive to compensate for the month of Ramadan? No. No one can compensate for me. I am living now the month of Ramadan. Maybe I will die tonight. So I don't have any guarantee. If I don't fast the month of Ramadan while I am healthy, there is no excuse for that deed at all. You know, there is nothing, you know, this is very important. For the healthy human Muslims whom they don't fast the month of Ramadan intentionally, it will never, you know, be removed. This is the sin with no excuse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sin, okay? That I can fast, but I will not fast, okay? This is the very special sin in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? So when I remember the punishment, I tell to myself, never, 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 never. I can't. Okay, so number one, look for the punishment. Okay, look for the punishment that I will eat for 8 hours, okay, or 10 hours during Ramadan, and I will be punished eternally in the hellfire. So I can. Number two, shyness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, who created you, blessed you with all the blessing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us from his disobedience. We will recite now from the Quran, surah number 79, verse number 40 and 41. I want to record this question, you know, regarding fasting the long day in the month of Ramadan in the very hot weather while you are working. Okay? Suppose now, you know, it is my situation. Suppose now the month of Ramadan is about to start and I am working, for example, from 7 o'clock in the morning until 6 p.m. Okay? And I must fast, you know, until 8 p.m. And during the work and the hot weather, it is very difficult. This is one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which as a Muslim true believer, I must obey. Okay? It is hardship, it is not easy. But this is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one opportunity. The other opportunity, I said no, I can't. Very difficult. I have good intention. But oh Allah, difficult for me. I will not fast. Inshallah, I will compensate later. Next day, okay, I start to feel a swelling in my body. Then I went to the doctor and he diagnosed me X disease, for example, and I must fast every day from 5 o'clock to 9 p.m. so that inshallah that swelling will disappear. But I must fast 6 months. You will fast or not? You will fast. And during the fasting, you will be praying to Allah. Oh Allah, I can fast all my life, but I want to get rid of the swelling. I don't want to have cancer. I don't want to die. No reward. With no reward. If you accept opportunity number one, you will be having the reward of fasting, which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, because Allah said, إِلَّا الصِّيَامْ فَهُوَ لِي وَأَنَا أُجْذِي بِهِ. Except fasting, it is for me, and I am the one to reward for it. So again and again, you know, Sister Yasmin, this is the problem of the Muslims. They don't realize the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing our reality. If my reality is that I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I only obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that He is the all power. He can make me to have hardship. 100 the power of that fasting, but He will never reward me. And still, in the sight of Allah, I am not a true believer, because I refuse to obey the command to fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not putting any burden on us more than what we tolerate. But in reality, Sister Yasmin, most of the Muslims are not looking for the hereafter. Most of the Muslims, they are interested in the worldly life, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And because of that interest, they lose the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing the problems and the calamities and the hardship, okay, for them, and they are not getting its reward. Why? Because they are not patient. They are not accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not truly believing that this worldly life is deceiving enjoyment. And as a true believer, having the light, even, you know, regarding fasting, fasting is a light. Internal light and external light. What is the meaning of this worldly life? What I lost if I didn't eat from 5 o'clock until 8 p.m.? What about those poor people whom they don't eat from 5 to 8 days and months of their lives? Why Allah is creating them? Check, ask yourself, question yourself. I'm not happy with few days in the year. What about those people? And those poor people, when they eat at 8 o'clock, what they eat? They eat meat, chicken, fruits, organic? No, they eat piece of bread. And anything. And still, they are believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fasting is a secret, you know, and it is a test, you know, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not supposed to choose. I can't choose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ الْخَيْرَ. They don't have to choose. We are not created to choose. Choose in the paradise. Here you are in the test, just obey, be patient, accept, accommodate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your own sake. Have the light of the belief in your spirit. This is what Muslims are in reality need to learn, not to tell you the truth, not to learn what is the rules of fasting, what is to eat or not to eat. No, their spirits must touch the truth and the reality of the mercy of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that I am always obedient while I am very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you succeed to fast one day of Ramadan, and at the time of the breaking of the fast, tell to Allah, all praise to you, O Allah. You make me to fast. You want to give me all the reward. You want me to be from the patient. O Allah, how can I be thankful to you for all this blessing? Fasting is a great blessing for your spirit and for your body and, you know, for the Muslim community and for everything, you see. So let me continue with you, you know, about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, recitation of Surah number 79, verse number 40 and 41. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, 79-40. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. But as for him who feared standing before his Lord and restrained himself from impure evil desires, verily paradise will be his abode. Again and again, it is the same equation. If I am looking for the reward, if I am looking for the paradise, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First kind of patience. Number two, to restrain myself from the evil desires. Okay, this is the second type of patience. Okay, will be more easy for you. Why? Because I am looking for the paradise, I am looking for the reward. Okay. Number three, okay, this is a very important point actually. Reflection on the haram. What is haram? Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it, you know, prohibited for believers, you will realize that it is the benefit of the believers, okay, that is the goal of this prohibition. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make, you know, drinking alcohol prohibited for Muslims. Okay, why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want the Muslim to enjoy alcohol? No. Because alcohol causes damage of the liver. Yes, most of those whom they have problem, chronic liver problems, they are, you know, heavily drinking alcohol. Okay? One of the causes. Okay? Mental and mood changes. Okay? Which always lead to anger attacks. Okay? What about the car accidents? Okay? Whenever there is a car accident, number one, they check the blood level of alcohol. Okay, so you must know that drinking alcohol, you know, is will cause harm to the body of the mankind whom Allah created that body and Allah created that spirit. Allah knows that for the spirit and for the body, alcohol is will cause harm. Out of His mercy, He make it prohibited for us. Don't drink alcohol. As a true believer in Allah, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah make it prohibition for me will cause harm for me, I will never think it twice. Allah said, don't drink, I will never drink. Very simple. When someone will tell you, but you don't have the desire to drink, I tell you, why I have to desire to drink? Why? Alhamdulillah. Also regarding gambling, lying, cheating, adultery, these are actually diseases in reality. You know, either diseases of the soul or diseases of the body, which damage, you know, the spirit and the body and leave us far away from the guidance and the good. We need to realize that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited us from something, it is always for our benefit. So let us be patient and obey Allah. That is to say, keeping away from all Allah prohibitions. Okay? Actually, for these two types of patience, you need three kinds of sabr.
Three kinds
of patience. If you want to be patient regarding, you know, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you want to be patient regarding what Allah prohibits us from, you need, number one, to have patience before the action. What is the meaning of that? That is to say, patience on the purification of the intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the leaving of the showing off. Okay? For example, I want to fast. Okay, this is, you know, an action of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be patient with, you know, the food and the drink, not to eat or drink during Ramadan. So, before fasting, I must have, you know, this is before fasting, before prayer, before any action. Or, you know, for example, now I have, I am sitting with some people and they start gambling, for example. Okay, so I must tell to myself, I will not play this, number one, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intention for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the showing off, that the people will say, look, she is fasting, look, she's coming to the masjid, look, you know, she is never playing cards, look, she's never lying. Don't do any deed regarding to obedience of Allah or disobedience of what He prohibits, okay, without the intention that it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is before the action. Number two, during the actions, you need the patience to perfect, you know, that deed according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so now I am fasting during the day, someone come and start to fight with me, I want my fasting to be perfect, so I must try to have my patience perfect, to perfect my action. Okay? Number three, you need sabr after the action. This means that to keep it hidden, okay, and not to mention it to everyone. So before the action, you need sabr regarding having the intention for the sake of Allah. During the action, you need sabr to have the action in the perfect shape. After the action, you need sabr not to mention it to anyone, to hide it from everyone, so that it will be, you know, rewarded, because it is a deed for Allah's sake. Okay? So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are not supposed, you know, to say, I paid so and so amount of money for charity, or I am sponsoring so and so orphans, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, or I will build that masjid. The third kind of patience is the patience on Allah's decree regarding hardships and affliction. This patience means withholding of the spirit from being unhappy and sad, and withholding the tongue from complaining regarding hardships and affliction. being patient with the decree of Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, we must remember that a slave will not be afflicted by a trial except that he finds three blessings therein. Number one, that the trial has nothing to do with his religion. Number two, that the trial was not bigger than it is. Number three, that Allah will give him patience to bear it and he will be rewarded for that patience. These are the three conditions which every believer must remember during trials, as it will help him to accept Allah's decree with patience and acceptance, so that he will get the reward of patience which is without count. Actually, again, sisters, I will, inshallah, clarify these three points because they are very important to be remembered at the time of trials, so that, inshallah, the trials will not cause any damage or harm to the spirit of the believer, but it will be evaluated as a blessing. Number one, when you have a trial, always tell to yourself, all praise to Allah. This is how you have to start when you have a trial. When you have a trial, you must start by saying all praise to Allah. That number one, it is not in my religion. What is the meaning of my religion? The meaning of my religion is that when you look around nowadays to most of the Muslims, you will observe that they are mostly interested in their, for example, bank account. Okay, when you ask someone what is the problem for you today, she will tell you that most of my retirement was lost during the previous months. You will tell her, are you very upset for this? She will tell you yes. You will tell her, are you praying the five prayers? No. Are you fasting the month of Ramadan? Trial. Do you read Quran? I don't know how to read Arabic. So this sister is having the trial in her religion. Okay, and this is the worst kind of trials. Okay, so if, alhamdulillah, you don't have your trial in your religion, okay, all praise to Allah, this means that the reward and the paradise, inshallah, will be your final destination. I don't care for any trial in the worldly life. And I will say, number one, all praise to Allah, that the trial has nothing to do with my religion. Number two, when you have a trial, always remember that it can be bigger than that. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only will. Today, Allah makes my right leg to be, not functioning well. It was actually the power of Allah to make me totally paralyzed. So all praise to Allah. When you tell me, Sister Mona, are you upset having some problems in your right leg? I tell you, never. I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tell me why? I tell you, number one, it is not in my religion. Number two, it can be bigger than this. Number three, I will say to Allah, we belong and to Him we shall return. Okay, and when I will say this and I will be patient with the decree, I will be rewarded. All praise to Allah for the third time. The trial is a source of a reward for me. I will get rid of my sins and inshallah I will be having a higher rank in the paradise. Okay, so all of us must actually remember these three blessings of the trial so that inshallah we can be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah. Today we learn about the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding patience, and we alhamdulillah realize the reality of patience which we must have in our spirits all the time, and we learn about the three types of patience which every believer must have. Inshallah, next week we will learn about the ways to strengthen our patience, what is the most difficult type of patience, and what is the beautiful patience in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, let us now make the dua, inshallah.